I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Crossroads Repertory Theater's summer season features Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash musical, opening on Friday the 21st and playing that weekend. The next weekend, it's Shakespeare with Romeo and Juliet, the Star-Crossed Lovers, opening on the 23rd. Then during the 2 days before July 4th, on the 2nd and 3rd, it's The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. A cold-hearted China rabbit owned by a warm-hearted 10-year-old in a show for all ages, on tour on the 2nd and 3rd, then in the theater on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. The week following, it's the tour of Edward Tulane, the Johnny Cash musical on the 10th, Romeo and Juliet on the 11th and 12th, and The Ring of Fire on the 13th and 14th. Our guest is the artistic director of the summer, Chris Burchild.
This summer, I'm taking off directing and I'm exercising my design muscles, projection design.
Now, in the past, you've done some wonderful projections for some of the summer shows and the winter shows as well at Indiana State. Tell us a little bit about Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire is it's a really fun musical. It's part of the genre of jukebox musicals, where we're taking a number of famous songs from the Johnny Cash repertoire. It's an evening of theater that's been created to really celebrate the old man in black, going from his early work to more recent work, and really kind of charting his life out. It's a little bit biography, a little bit concert, and just a really fun night of music that I think a lot of people will enjoy.
The next weekend, you're opening Romeo and Juliet, that classic tale.
We came at this one with the director, Lauren Morris. She really wanted to look at the things that divide us currently in society. The old Capulet, Montague, Hatfield and McCoy kind of idea, always a really interesting and stirring one, but with a society that's starting to look at itself as being so divided as we currently are, she's kind of turning a microscope on where things are headed without being too overtly political.
Then you're actually on the road, so I think your options are a little bit limited for Edward Tulane, The Miraculous Journey of a Cold-Hearted China Rabbit owned by a warm-hearted 10-year-old named Abilene.
We're going to be touring the Terre Haute community to kind of reach out with this really great family piece of theater. It was a wonderful novel written by Kate DiCamillo, and her story translated so well into theater. So we decided to take a trunk version of the show to places like Vigo County Public Library, to some of our community centers in town, as well as in the lobby of the Indiana Theater, so that people who normally wouldn't see a wonderful show like this see it.
On tour on the 2nd and 3rd, and then on the 9th, indoors on the weekend of the 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Terre Haute Crossroads Repertory Theater this summer, opening with Ring of Fire on the 21st at the theater, then Romeo and Juliet the next weekend on the 23rd at the theater, and then on the week of the 7th, it's Edward Tulane on tour, Ring of Fire, Romeo and Juliet a couple of times, and the Ring of Fire wrapping things up in the theater there on the 14th. We've been talking to the executive director and designer for the summer, Chris Burchild. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.